You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. And on the show today, I'll be talking with Bob Vaughn, who is director of Sangamon Auditorium at the University of Illinois at Springfield. And they have recently announced their performing arts season for 2012-2013. With 24 events over four different series. There's a Broadway series, a visiting artist series, a kitchen sink series, and then a family series as well. And let's hear something from jazz artist Stanley Jordan, who will be on, I believe, the visiting artist series.
He's on the kitchen sink
and
series.
He's on the kitchen sink series. And this is called Georgia on My Mind. That's a little bit of guitar master Stanley Jordan, who will be at Sangamon Auditorium at the University of Illinois Springfield on Friday, November 9th, part of their Kitchen Sink series, and heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. The person responsible for booking the Kitchen Sink series and all four series that are going to be presented at Sangamon Auditorium this season is Bob Vaughn, and he's the director of the auditorium. And we've talked to you, Bob, I think each of the last 3 years maybe, but this is the first time we had a chance to actually meet and talk in person. It's been by phone, so I'm glad you're able to come over today.
Well, I'm also delighted at this opportunity and to meet you finally. After several years of being involved here at back at my alma mater after 35 years
you've
hiatus.
You've set foot here before in that time, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. I traveled through. I came to a couple shows at Krannert from time to time when I was at the Lead Center at the University of Nebraska. We do a little exploring around Charles Bethay, their director at the time, and myself would travel around a bit and look at various shows that we were considering. And I think the last show we saw here was Le Grand Hotel des Etrangers, which was Michel Lemieux and Victor Pilon's I don't know how to describe this theatrical piece that turned the backstage at one of the theaters there into NASA, practically, with what appeared to be holographic projections of virtual actors interacting with live on stage actors.
Wow.
Great fun. Then we got snowed in and had to be bused over to Bloomington to fly out. But we had been to Wexner Center at Ohio State, and then we came through here, and then off to St. Louis and on around. So it's great to be back here, and I love this campus and love the great programming that you guys have at the Krannert Center. Those guys do a fabulous job. I mean, they're really head and shoulders above anything in the area here. Fabulous program. So support Krannert Center by all means, you know.
And we just talked with Mike, I think it was last week, maybe the week before, about what's going on at their center for this coming season. But, of course, we wanted to talk about what's going on at Sangamon Auditorium because you guys aren't no slouch. You have a great hall, a number of halls, and we might as well just sort of launch into it here. So we've talked about these four series, and one of them you call the Visiting Artist Series, but everybody is a visiting artist series. How does that series distinguish itself from the other ones, other than that it's not Broadway, for example?
Well, it's the series that I'm able to get a little deeper into the mission type programming, and sometimes into Lost Certain programs that are
into what
programs that are going to lose money that are not going to sell enough tickets to make it viable in the traditional performing arts model. Generally, we look for 40% of income via ticket sales, but sometimes it's just important to look at other currencies besides just the dollars and cents when we're evaluating programming models. And so our visiting artist series gives us the opportunity to do things like partner with Kronos Quartet, the Springfield Choral Society, our physics and astronomy department, and do projects like that, maybe do an Abraham Lincoln birthday party celebration, you know, for the bicentennial a couple years ago. It gives us an opportunity to get deeper into the academic structure of the university, partner with our some of our faculty members and some of our other local arts organizations. It's great fun.
So what are some of the ones that are on that series this season?
Well, we start out with Savion Glover,
tap dancer.
Yeah, tap dancer. The tap dancer currently, I believe. Most would concede that he is the best, if not among the best. And what a fabulous, fabulous performer. He's doing a program called Soul Sanctuary, where he pays tribute to his mentors and to his inspirations over time. So he'll tap in the style of over the course of the evening. He'll also do a master class for our best tappers and in town, and we'll have a gallery for maybe those that are not quite as at that level to observe. So and then a post talk, we'll talk about tap dance and get an opportunity to have some fun with him.
So that's coming up on October the 14th. He'll open in the visiting artist series. Indeed. We used to hear him fairly regularly on this station when we ran the program Riverwalk Live from the Landing out of San Antonio, Texas. He showed up there pretty frequently.
Yeah, I presented him a few years ago at the Lead Center, and it was after Gregory Hines. And we had Gregory Hines in, and for some reason, all the tappers in town just instinctively knew to bring their shoes.
Hmm.
And so Greg brought everybody up toward the end of the program onto stage and choreographed a little piece for them and so forth.
That's when you find out how many tap dancers your town has.
Oh, my. Yeah. That's lovely.
Who'd have guessed? Yeah, who else is on that series?
Well, we have Leo. I saw this piece in New York in January, and when I was attending the Arts Presenters Conference, there was our national booking conference, And what it is, it won just about every theatrical award at the Edinburgh for the Fringe Festival. This is an amazing piece. It is an acrobat performing in half of a set. The set on the stage, half of it is the right half, as your house right, is a room, like a hotel room, but it's turned 90 degrees so that you have the floor on the inner wall. And the performer comes in, and everything is mounted 90 degrees off the standard format. So this performer comes in and performs a piece there, but the piece is being photographed and projected on the other half of the stage as if it were right side up. So you'll watch the projected part of it. And there are other projections included overlaid in his performance, and just a phenomenal thing, just really a lot of fun, theatrical piece. Leo, it's called,
and a one man piece in this case.
One man piece, out of Canada, and just or Berlin. I'm sorry, no, this piece is out of Berlin. And I was talking with the creator of the piece about some of the other artists from Canada whose style and some of the techniques that he would borrow there. It's a lovely piece. Come over and see that. You have to view it from a limited width in the house, so we'll kill some seats on either side, but to get the full effect of it. But it is a lovely piece.
On October the 19th.
October 19th. Then we go to Jackson Browne, you know. Jackson Browne is a well-known pop artist.
Sure.
Had many, 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 many hits. He's got a guest artist on this program. Sarah Watkins from Nickel Creek is going to come with him, and she plays fiddle and banjo and Jackson. It's an acoustic. It's a solo, technically a solo show, I guess, with a guest artist, and lovely performance. A lot of the hits, a lot of the new music.
Jackson Brown on October the 23rd.
October 23rd, and then we go to the Royal Drummers and Dancers of Burundi. This is a the drummers are an institution in Africa and play a lot of the installations and coronations and various of the major public events. I wouldn't be surprised to see them on Krannert season here too. We do share a lot of the world music and dance programming, but it's going to be a fabulous event. We always have fun with these large scale. This one's a little smaller than a lot of them that we get out of Eastern Europe and out of Russia and so forth. But it'll be a lovely performance nonetheless.
On October 26th. So are these all on the Visiting Artist Series?
All on the Visiting Artist Series. And then I skip to A Night in Treme. And this was a program that kind of came out of Wendell Pierce. You know, I don't know if you're familiar with Wendell, but he plays Antoine Baptiste in the HBO series Treme. And he also was starred as Bunk in The Wire, which was an HBO series, a fabulous HBO series. But Bunk kind of had this idea to bring some of those performers that from that area, from the street bands and from the area that was one of the really, really important areas of New Orleans, that for birthing jazz. So you had a lot of the slaves that came into Congo Square, which is just next to the Treme area of New Orleans, a section of town, and who used to dance and drum in Congo Square, and a lot of the musicians, Jelly Roll Morton, and up through the ranks, really were inspired by the amazing performances and borrowed some of the rhythms and such. Well, this performance features, normally would have Rebirth Jazz Band, but I asked for, I think, University of Michigan or Michigan State, and we will share the Pres Hall part of it. So we're going to have the Preservation Hall Jazz Band as our house band for this event, and then we're going to supplement with various other performers. One of the Neville brothers will be drumming here. We'll have Donald Harrison Jr., who is he's the chief for the Indian tribe, the Mardi Gras Indian tribe, the Congo Square tribe. And he'll be in performing. He's a great, great alto player. I happen to think he's a better bop player than he is a traditional jazz player, but we'll see where this all goes. There's a host of various New Orleans musicians that'll come onto this program. We'll have a little bit of orientation to the history of the district and to New Orleans-style music. At the head of this program, and then we'll see where it goes. But it'll be a lot of fun. It's Friday, November 16th, 8 p.m.
And here's a little bit of a sample. You mentioned Donald Harrison Jr. Here he is in a tune that's called Spirits of Congo Square. This will be from the show called A Night in Treme, the Musical Majesty of New Orleans at Sangamon Auditorium at the University of Illinois Springfield. Bit of Donald Harrison Jr., Spirits of Congo Square, it's called. He's going to be among the performers in the show called A Night in Treme, the Musical Majesty of New Orleans at Sangamon Auditorium at Springfield on November the 16th of this coming season, along with Preservation Hall Jazz Band and others. And I'm talking with Bob Vaughn today, who is director of Sangam Auditorium, about this coming season's offerings. Our broadcast today on Live and Local is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. We're currently talking about one of the four series at Sangamon Auditorium that's called the Visiting Artists Series, and Night in Treme will be part of that. And then you have sort of an early Christmas special, Christmas program coming up in the beginning of December.
Well, we always wanted to present Boston Brass, and saw the opportunity to get their extended program that includes people from Empire and Canadian and, you know, a variety of various really, really fine brass players performing Christmas music as arranged by Stan Kenton. And let me assure you, these are wonderful, wonderful arrangements of traditional Christmas music. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And the guys ham it up. They use some percussion in the program and keyboard to supplement the brass, but they still spread brass all the way across the stage and then have at it. These are glorious, glorious arrangements, like I say.
Well, in the interest of maybe bringing the temperature down a little bit out there, here's a little of a familiar Christmas melody, Boston Brass, here on Live and Local. I'm ready to buy my ticket for that one.
That's glorious stuff.
That's cooking. You said a Stan Kenton arrangement?
Stan Kenton did all the arrangements for the entire program. So it's going to be, it's going to have a lot, delve into some of his style. You know, it's really, really fun.
December the 2nd, Boston Brass Christmas Bells are swinging at Sangamon Auditorium. That's some seriously swinging stuff.
That's fun.
And then we go to, still in the Visiting Artist Series, some blues with some seriously classic performers.
Yeah,
here.
I stole this from Mike Ross here. He may be presenting, I don't know, but the year before I came over to hear the program on the Robert Johnson tribute.
Right.
And it was the same producer as this one. This time we're focusing on Wolf and Muddy. Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and the crew from Chess Records up at, I don't know, 2120 Michigan Avenue and other locations in Chicago. But the house band in this one is the Fabulous Thunderbirds with Kim Wilson. And then we're going to supplement with J.J. Gray from Northern Florida. We'll have Jody Williams, who's an amazing string bender that has performed with Wolf. That bends that started this that style of bending the note. I try to play these as a guitarist myself. I try to play these Jimi Hendrix things where he's bending two whole, you know, tones. With in the tradition of Jody Williams, I guess, and T-Bone Walker and so forth. But anyway, to Jody Williams, but James Cotton from Chicago, who played harp for Muddy Waters, followed in Little Walter's footsteps and playing harp for years and years with Muddy, and Bob Margolin, who's a great guitar player who played with Muddy toward the end. After Muddy and Johnny Winter did some things, I remember Bob Margolin, for example, on Last Waltz, you know, the band's The Last Waltz in the film. I remember seeing him there going, who's that guitar player, you know, playing with Muddy up there, you know? And it was It was Steady Rollin' Bob Margolin. And so this is a great program of blues program that we'll have a lot of fun with in January.
Well, here's a sample. This is now who is playing on this one? This is Got My Mojo Working, which is
Got My Mojo includes Muddy. This is mainly Muddy, but it also includes, in this case, this was that 77 fabulous 77 thing with Johnny Winter also on guitar. Johnny won't be here, although I did see him in at BB King's club this last winter. Still playing. He's still out there touring this summer. But Johnny won't be there. But it does have James Cotton on there. That's why I wanted and Muddy Waters together. So
of course, Muddy Waters himself long gone.
Yes. Yeah.
As well.
That's
as
right.
Absolutely
right. Yeah.
Well, here we go. This is a sample of what'll be on that show, Blues at the Crossroads. Blues at the Crossroads 2.
Number one was
Muddy
here at
the
Granard Center.
Yeah, that's right. That was, I think, was it? Might have been just last year.
It was. I drove over to see it because it was loads of fun. It was a great show.
Well, I'm going to ask you in a little bit about the life of the director of a performing arts center, because it's got to be. You gave a little hint earlier about going from place to place to see what other people are presenting, and I'm kind of curious about that. But here we go. A little bit of the blues here on Live and Local. I hate to turn that down. That's some cooking stuff here. Blues at the Crossroads will be the show with paying tribute to Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf on February 2nd of 2013 at Sangamon Auditorium at the University of Illinois Springfield. That was a Muddy Waters tune with Johnny Winter and also James Cotton on the harmonica. For those of you who heard Bob Vaughan refer to the harp, if you're classically oriented, that's not what he means. But the harmonica in the blues is the harp, and that's called Got My Mojo Working. Bob Vaughan is director of Sangamon Auditorium and is with us on the show to preview this really wonderfully varied and highly energetic season that you've got going on here. And as I indicated, I'm kind of curious about, you know, the life of directors of performing arts centers, where you've got to either literally tour around to hear what other and see what other people are presenting, to see how a show comes across, I imagine, as well as make the virtual tour, I presume, via the internet, via telephone conversations, finding out what other what various promoters are offering. Talk a little bit about your process of assembling a season.
Well, I started back as a guitarist, studying the guitar as a student, and back as a kid, about, 12, 15 years old in that territory, and started following music late night on my transistor sister, and then I followed forward to into attending concerts to see various artists, Lonnie Mack. I went to see the Kinks and, you know, the music of kids my age, you know. And then when I got to school, I started looking hard at this, performing arts and learning more about music. The more I got, it seemed like it was going to be a lifelong learning situation. So I just kept at it, and I do travel around, take a look at what other people are presenting at other halls, what some of the finest performing arts centers are doing. I also attend booking conferences, of course, and talk with agents. Well, I've been doing this for 35 years now, so after a while you get a pretty good idea of what's available. And you start looking for what is new and really, really exciting. And add that to the mix of, you try to get a good balance of theater, music, dance. If I could find touring opera that was sufficient high quality, I'd be presenting that as well. But it's hard to do anymore. We're looking at film now. unfortunately, you know.
Well, so yeah. Horrendously expensive.
It is. And we used to present the New York City Opera every year until the orchestra just got to be too expensive. And so I'm not ready to present anything unless it's really higher quality. So I'm just not doing it right now. Although I'm looking at Opera Italia up in Toronto as a possibility. If they've just had a change of some artistic directorship. There's a couple in Russia that might be okay if we can organize a tour, but otherwise it's just, as you say, too expensive. So anyway, I look around at these booking conferences and talk to other presenters, talk to artists, of course. They're a primary source of information. Listen to lots of material and watch lots of video. It's so much different these days with a computer where I can actually go there and look at a YouTube clip or check out a WAV file, or it's just links all over the place, and we can really get pretty deep into it. Before, it was horrendously expensive to travel around and see all these things, but
time-consuming.
Yeah, but the electronic material makes it much, much easier, or broader at least. But you have to use aesthetic criteria to decide what it is you're going to do. And so I look to see, does it engage me emotionally? Does it challenge me intellectually? Has it stood the test of time? Has it reached honorific status by chance? Is there proficient some level of technical virtuosity involved in the thing? You know, I look at various different elements of this, or else sometimes I actually, for balance sake, go over from the Aristotelian approach to it to the John Stuart Mill approach, which is the greatest good for the greatest number, and say, does it stand the White Christmas test? You know, does everybody believe it to be good? Therefore, it's good. You know, sometimes we do that to get balance and to be sure that the hall and the facilities and the programming are available to the greatest number of people. And it's kind of a balancing act.
In short, will it sell?
Will it sell is important criterion. But, you know, what really is important is what's happening between the artist and the audience member. What's going on inside those two as they interact is really what it's about. And that currency is a little harder to get to evaluate. But nonetheless important. As a businessman, I do have to look at the numbers and make sure that I have a business plan that's going to work. But on the other hand, what's really important and what's happening is, am I moving closer to the university's academic mission? Am I changing lives? Is there some transformative opportunity in there? Because that can happen. I've seen it happen, had it happen to myself. So I know it's a good thing. And so I've dedicated my life to it. You don't maybe make as much money doing this kind of thing, but boy, was it fun to do.
I would think that it would have to be to experience these people and then get excited yourself enough to want to bring them to the hall. Mm-hmm. Well, let's continue maybe quickly so we can get to the other series, because we've been talking exclusively about the Visiting Artist series so far. So who else? So that was what was the one we just did?
We did the Blues at the Crossroads program. But the next is Janice Ian and Livingston Taylor. It's a co-bill. I've packaged them together. Janice did a fabulous show for me maybe 5-6 years ago. No, longer than that, 10 years. See how this works? The selective memory. That's probably 10 years ago. And I didn't realize she was a great guitarist as well and an excellent composer. And Liv Taylor, of course, is James Taylor's brother and stands on his own, really, is a magnificent performer nonetheless. Despite being James Taylor's brother, you know.
Well, I was listening to a clip you brought over here, mm-hmm. and I thought it could easily have been James Taylor.
Absolutely.
There's no question that they're related to each other.
Yeah.
Just listening to him sing.
Yeah.
Well, here's just a little bit of Janice Ian. We've actually, now that I think about it, we haven't had any female voices on this show so far. So I think people recognize this song.
I learned the truth at 17, their love was meant for beauty queens. Sad pity, please, the ones who serve. They only get what they deserve. In the rich relation hometown.
A little bit of Janice Ian, one of her, at least to me, one of her best known songs. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. She'll be in a double bill show with Livingston Taylor on, what is the date here?
Saturday, March 16, 8 o'clock.
At Sangamon Auditorium. Yeah. Bob Vaughn is director, bringing her here. And then Chanticleer, the wonderful vocal male choir from San Francisco. I know they were just at the Krannert Center this past season. In fact, just this past April. And you're going to be presenting them in April of 2013. Yeah, fabulous group.
Yeah, they're very, very lovely all-male choir. Just spectacular. Just lovely. They're going to do, at least part of the program is going to be Siren's Call. And it's exploring a little bit the concept of the siren and the attraction to Ulysses, and you know, just the notion in general through a range of different musical styles. It's going to be a lovely program, I'm sure, and they're always spectacular.
Absolutely,
really.
And does that wrap up the visiting artists?
That does.
Series,
that's
then?
It. That's it for visiting artists for the year. Yeah. Now I'll drop in an event here and there. I do that, but usually it's. They're pop events that I'll drop into if I don't see the numbers working the way I want them to do. I'll drop in a pop event here and there and make a few dollars and make the budget work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you gotta pay the bills.
Gotta pay the bills. Absolutely right. Yeah.
Okay, so how about this Kitchen Sink series? It's a wonderful title.
Yeah, well, we started this last year, and it occurs to me that whenever family and friends gather at my house, we gather around the kitchen sink, and it's kind of hospitality central. But you know, also, the implication is variety of various styles and everything but the kitchen sink. Well, we have the kitchen sink. We actually roll the kitchen sink out with the cabinet into the lobby and the studio theater. This is like a 300-seat hall, which is we set up sometimes cabaret style, but most of the time it's kind of a traditional seating arrangement with very intimate performances in the little hall. And a wide diversity of artists that perform there. Stanley Jordan, that we listened to a little earlier, kicks off that series. Or no, I'm sorry, William Fitzsimmons. William Fitzsimmons, from who lives in Jacksonville, Illinois, is one of our Illinois really? Artists, which I was not aware of until I started digging into this. And one of my assistants who lives in Jacksonville pointed out, and so... Thank you, Brian Leonard, for bringing William Fitzsimmons to our attention. And
well, let's bring him to our audience's attention. I enjoyed hearing him. He's you actually describe him here equal parts songwriter and psychotherapist.
Well, he has a classical training in psychotherapy. That's what he went to school for.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, it's funny. We got a psychotherapist here on this, and then Stanley Jordan is a music therapist. And so maybe this says something about my Kitchen Sink series, you know, or my curatorial
style. So this is the transformative series.
It's
maybe,
transformative. I don't know. Could be. I don't know.
Well, here's William Fitzsimmons. This is a tune called, a composition of his called Beautiful Girl.
You will get better.
William Fitzsimmons from Jacksonville, Illinois, his song called Beautiful Girl. He's going to be on the Kitchen Sink series, opening the Kitchen Sink series at Sangamon Auditorium at University of Illinois Springfield, Saturday, October the 6th, as part of that interesting program. You're listening to a preview of what's happening at Sangamon Auditorium in the coming season here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Tonight at 7 o'clock on our evening concert, it's Beethoven Fest in Bonn, Part 3, an all-Beethoven program featuring the 4th and 5th symphonies performed by the London Symphony Orchestra led by Sir John Elliott Gardiner, as well as portions of the violin sonatas. It's Beethoven Fest in Bonn, Part 3, tonight at 7 on the FM 90.9 evening concert.
Do you want to ensure that Illinois Public Media will be able to provide your children and grandchildren with the breadth of programs and services that you treasure? Leave your own legacy for them by making a gift through your estate. It's simple and it's easy. What a difference you can make to future generations. Simply call Donda Beard at 217-333-7300 or go online for more information at will.illinois.edu/support.
Bob Vaughn is director of Sangamon Auditorium and is with us on the show today. It's been a pleasure so far to preview. We've got about 13 minutes left, and we'll see what else, how much more we can give you a taste of, including a group who I've heard a couple of times. We've had conversations with two of their members. They've been in and around our area, either separately or together, or sometimes with other groups. They are a group called Time for Three, who are violinists Zach Depew and Nick Kendall, and then bass player Renan Meyer. And you're bringing them, Bob, in January of 2013.
When did you? The only date I could get by the time I got around to this Kitchen Sink series. Having heard them, heard Nick Kendall last year with the Illinois Symphony, and heard Time for Three several times before in some of the recordings. I mean, there are no boundaries with these guys. They really will play musical styles, quite diverse musical styles, and play that very, very well. So I thought this is an ideal event to follow their performance with the Illinois Symphony, and possibly we can convince them maybe to bring Time for Three back in a future season with the full symphony, which would be a great deal of fun as well. This time we get to hear the chamber ensemble, the three of them together.
Well, they do, and chamber ensemble is the right term in the sense that they're all highly trained classical musicians, but they also, as you said, do all kinds of other things in their own compositions. Well, this CD, for example, you brought over has some traditional tunes like Shenandoah. It's also got the a Lennon McCartney tune, the famous Bach double concerto, music by Brahms and others, and then their own pieces that are, as often as not, written by the bassist Renan Meyer. Here's a sample. This is called Thunder Stomp, just to give you one idea of the sort of thing they might do. Fairly typically for Time for Three, they start a tune at one tempo, and then by the time it's done, they're just flying across the strings, and bowstrings are breaking, and you always wonder if more than that will break. But what an energetic group, Time for Three. They'll be at Sangamon Auditorium on January 19th of next year on the Kitchen Sink series. And then you have the Campbell Brothers in February.
Yes, Sacred Steel. Yeah, you have Lap Steel playing where gospel meets the blues. Really, really interesting arrangements. Unique sound. I guess a lot of slide players emulate this kind of style, although I don't think they were inspired necessarily by Lap Steel. They try very hard to achieve this kind of sound that the Campbell Brothers are known for. So I thought this is a great opportunity for people. And they have a vocalist, too, you know, for the area to get become acquainted with these guys. They've performed across the country and in Europe some. So
that'll be on February 16th.
Indeed, yeah. And then the Good Lovelies, you know, from Toronto area, and they are very, very lovely, as they say. And the Close Harmonies, and it's kind of a, what would we call it, a folk jazz, maybe, for want of a better term to describe their style. They're fun.
Three women in this picture, anyway. One is holding a guitar, one a mandolin, and one a banjo. Clearly, from the recording you brought along, they've got a little more, at least at that point.
Well, they have a bass player who's lovely too, but he's male, and so you know, that last I knew, I don't know who they will show with, but that's the instrumentation that I saw in showcase performance. So it's another one of those mechanisms that we use to learn about the performing arts is go see these folks in showcase performances. Doesn't always work, where they do very short performances by a variety, great variety of artists. It's like workout for the technical crew.
Well, yeah, I imagine. Yeah. Well, here's a sample of the Good Lovelies out of Canada, you said, right?
Yes, in Toronto area, yep.
And this one is called Kiss Me in the Kitchen.
Take me back, there's lots to do, but I would have you just away. I think I love you. I think I love you. I know I love you.
Well, that sounds like fun to me. Kiss Me in the Kitchen. It's called The Good Lovelies, who will be at Sangamon Auditorium Springfield at the University of Illinois Springfield on Saturday, March 9th of next year, of course, part of the 2012-2013 season at Sangamon Auditorium that we've been hearing about from director Bob Vaughn, who has to have had a great time assembling this. And you know, Bob, we have... you have these 24 events over four series, and we've spent all the time on two series.
Indeed, yeah.
And skipped over. We can't do everything, but you've got the whole Broadway series.
We do. Leon Redbone finishes the Kitchen Sink series, and everybody knows that guy anyway. He's old-time, ragtime kind of treatments. But then the Broadway series kicks off with the Midtown Men, who are four of the original cast of the Jersey Boys. We're going to do a dinner. We're raising some funds to restore our classic, our 9-foot Steinway Grand. We've done one where we're going to do them both. And so we've got the Midtown Men doing a dinner, and then following the Italian plated dinner, we'll do the public performance, and then we'll do a big reception that night for a season premiere event. That's Saturday, September 22nd. And then other events on the Broadway series include West Side Story, which everyone's familiar with, I'm sure. We'll also have Shrek the Musical, which is a lot of fun, in February on Valentine's Day. We're going to have a new work created by the Beatles tribute band, Experience the Beatles, is a large multimedia Beatles tribute on February 24th. And then the hottest thing in New York City, and a piece called Traces, which is a very, very, just an engaging acrobatic performance that I saw in New York. Guys were diving off the stage over my head in the third row, doing somersaults in the aisle. Amazing piece. Seen it on television probably Monday, March 4th. And then let's see, we have we finish up with Rock of Ages on the Broadway series, which is you know, the film is out there now. And then we have our family series. One of the pieces, the is Three-Legged Tale, is going to be here at Cranard, I'm sure, by the translation is Theater of the Eye, another Canadian attraction. Then if you saw Starkeeper, you'll love this piece, Three-Legged Tale, lovely thing, environmental story, a cycle of life. Then Adventures of Huckleberry Finn on that series. You got a, you know, very, very reasonably priced events for in the spring, Huckleberry Finn. Then we have Ugly Duckling and Tortoise and the Hare. If you could take These are treatments of staged with of these tails staged with, if you could bend fluorescent tube, colored fluorescent tubes and present them a la black light presentation of these stories. So those are the three on the family series, and that wraps it up. Yeah.
Well, that's a pretty good wrap up.
Yeah.
Well, Bob, it's great to meet you. It's great to have you on the show, and it's especially great to hear about all these things that are going to be at Sangamon Auditorium. Great place to see and hear all kinds of performing arts. The web address is uis.edu/Sangamon Auditorium, or just Google Sangamon Auditorium. You'll
just go out there, www.sangamonauditorium.org.
That'll do it?
That'll get it.
There we go.
Yeah, find us.
Lots of wonderful stuff going on. Thanks very much, and best of luck with the season.
Thank you for having me here, Kevin.
You're listening to Live and Local on 90.9 WYLFM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and more for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available at thecorkscrew.com. And here's just a little bit from that season premiere event at Sangamon Auditorium that'll be happening on Saturday, September the 22nd. These are the Midtown Men.